Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hope everybody's Friday is off to a great start. We always look forward to Club 610. Way to send us off to the weekend. Usually have a couple great drinks, and that is definitely happening today. Kentucky Derby tomorrow, the 150th Kentucky Derby. And Andrew Olson, National Beverage Director. Still hasn't been bumped up to international. We're working on that. Andrew, Global Beverage Director for Jay Rieger & Co., joining us in studio. Tell us what you got. If you guys should be watching on video, too, if you want to see. We got a camera on Andrew here. You guys have a huge party tomorrow, and this is a cocktail that people can have if they're at the party, or maybe they're just hosting their own party at home.
Exactly. Yeah, we've actually got this for sale by the bottle. This is the Break Maiden. It's a refreshing gin cocktail. That I actually designed this cocktail for the Kansas City Museum some years ago for their Derby party.
Okay.
And it was wildly popular. And so this is a gin base with a lemon lavender shrub from Casey Canning Co. And then a little dry cider. So it's just nice, refreshing, a little carbonated, zesty. But it is, we still serve it just like we do a lot of our julep style cocktails. So it's not as boozy, but it'll do the job.
It's not as what you're worried about us getting too drunk on a Friday,
right?
Now people can just wherever they normally get their liquor, right? Liquor store, they get the bottle, or do you have to go straight to Rieger to buy the bottle?
Go straight to the distillery, but you can order it online and they'll have it ready for you.
Beautiful,
and makes it pretty easy. So
it could be worse. Yeah, that seems easy, super easy. Well, everyone, like, you know how it is. Everyone at the this is the problem with like a mint julep, right? Is it seems like a simple cocktail, but when people try to make it at home, they bomb it so bad, and you're just like drinking. It's like ethanol. You're drinking just straight gasoline the way people make it at home. It's never mixed right. It's not a good at-home cocktail, even though it seems simple. People screw it up all the time.
You can't screw this up. It's already pre-mixed.
That's pre-mixed. What I like about it.
Just pour it straight from the bottle.
I think people don't realize that the mint julep is a old-fashioned, but it's got mint in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, don't mess around with things that are straight whiskey on ice.
Yeah, I think I saw the Kentucky Derby, like they're just like they would release the menu pricing for the Masters. They released the pricing for the Derby, and I want to say the mint juleps, they were like $20 or whatever for a mint julep at the Derby, maybe at least.
They don't do the Masters pricing there. They can't have just the, like,
they don't do
everybody
the
comes here, so we could just accept the fact that everybody comes here and just do the Masters pricing. Right. That would be nice.
Right. All right, Drew, you can come in and grab a drink as well. Andrew, of course, made one for you. All right,
and
so let's
these,
try this.
These julep cups are for you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are.
We
got
to save
them
at the studio in case we make another cocktail with. What are other good cups to put in the julep cups besides a julep?
Is there another
drink you can put in there or no?
I mean, you could do a Moscow Mule. Usually those are like copper mugs, but, okay, you know.
Hey, but might give someone.
No one's telling Picasso how to paint.
whatever works, I guess, at least.
You've
on that.
You've yet to bring one cocktail that we haven't enjoyed, but this one is another. Again, it fits the weather outside, as you were saying. You're just hanging
refreshing.
Out. You could just, you know.
That is refreshing.
You're waiting hours and hours for the Derby to start tomorrow.
Oh,
you can definitely have a good time, and these go down easy, as we always talk about for some of you that are maybe like Drew mentioned, like Drew's going to like this. You've been out, but like you don't usually like heavier, like tasting alcoholic drinks, or you're not a beer guy either. This is something that you like. I know.
Yeah, this is good. I'm not, it's not that I don't like taking in alcohol. It's just that I like it to be more fruity cocktail sort of stuff than beer.
Yeah.
Look, I don't tell people how to drink. I don't care whatever you like. Just it's fine.
Yeah, you guys
are
going to
like
this.
It's a lot of work to tell people how to drink.
Yeah, it's very good.
So they can just go online to your guys' website?
Yep, they can go online to the website. You can even actually, if you want to make this cocktail yourself at home, the recipe is on our website. If you go to the gin section and click on cocktails, Break Maiden is what it's called. We've done a bunch of different versions of it because Casey Cannon Co. Shout out. They're a great partner of ours right down the street from the distillery. They actually make a bunch of different shrubs and a bunch of other cocktail ingredients. So we like to use their stuff as often as we can because it's killer.
It's like making you the mixed fruit part of the end.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Look, I can't. I mean, honest to God, I might drink four of these today. Yeah, is that bad? Will you drive me home?
Yeah, so we're going to have somebody drive you if that's the case.
Will you drive?
But no, you can definitely see if you're at home and you've got a party and you're just hanging out all day and you're not going to be going out, staying in, you can definitely throw back quite a few of these. These are fantastic. Again, from Andrew Olson over at Rieger. Do you guys follow horse racing much, though, in general?
Just till the Derby rolls around, and then I start looking at the horses' names and choose one that isn't the favorite and bet that one.
That's where I'm at.
I wait till about Saturday at 3:30, 3:45. When's the race? Central time, I think it's 5 o'clock-ish.
Well, post time is 5:57, so basically 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Can we put a show bet in?
I would love to. You cannot in the state of Kansas legally. You got to use like a Twin Spires random app or something.
But Twin Spires?
ESPN Bet, FanDuel, DraftKings, not legal in Kansas. They passed sports wagering a couple years ago, but in their, paramutual horse racing or whatever it is, not allowed in the state of, I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but it's not allowed in the state of Kansas. So
I either have to find a bookie to take my bet illegally, or we should just make a different bet that's not on the Derby.
I will say though,
one here is going to give me 20-1. On some horse and just risk it.
There's a couple, like, so if people were wanting though to know just who the favorites are and just some of the horses, the one we talked about earlier, Forever Young, 10-1 to win, 5-0 in 5 starts, undefeated, but there's never been a Japanese horse that's won the Kentucky Derby, I believe. I think that's accurate. So that's the only tricky
part.
But has
there ever been an undefeated Japanese horse coming to the Kentucky Derby?
That's true.
That's the extra piece of information I need.
That is very true. Bink says he likes Catching Freedom. It's an 8-1 horse.
Why does he like it?
I have no idea.
Is he a mutter or something? Is that what Binkley's going to do?
Sierra Leone was the most expensive horse, $2.3 million when they purchased.
Man. I don't like a fancy horse. I want a cheaper horse than that.
That's the second best odds, 4-1. And then, Drew, you mentioned Fearless, right? Is the best odds for a horse, 2-1 or so, 2.5-1 right now?
Fierceness.
I'm sorry.
Fierceness.
Yeah, currently.
Sounds like a Beyonce song.
Currently, five to two.
I don't know why. It just kind of does.
In terms of Queen Bee in my house.
Yeah. In terms of the best name, I think there's a couple that are up for the running. I think Track Phantom is a great one.
20-1 to win. And then we mentioned West Saratoga, one of the biggest long shots, 50-1. Fun story. They purchased the horse for $11,000. And that is such a small dollar amount in horse racing, especially at this level. 50-1, $11,000, that's pretty cool.
Since we can't, they could cover their whole investment. They should just bet like $1,000 on their own horse.
Horses already
cover the whole cost.
Well, they do. I mean, obviously
the
owners
already won a lot.
And already won $400. They've already made $400,000 off of winnings. Doesn't mean they're making that very expensive.
Do you have any jockey info for us?
I don't. I don't have any jockey info. I was listening to.
I'm told that it's more about the jockey than the horse. Is that not true?
No, it's not true. I was actually. I don't claim to be a horse racing expert at all. So I was reading a couple things last night, and two things they said the public overreacts to. One, if it's going to be a wet track, and I guess it sounds like it's going to be a wet track and muddy a little bit tomorrow. Like, it matters, but not as much as we all make it seem. And then the jockeys, most of these guys are experienced. They've run in the Kentucky Derby as well, that it's not maybe quite as big of a deal. As if you go to a local track, you know, you go down to Hollywood Park in Florida or whatever, or Gulfstream Park in Hollywood, Florida. Like, there, you have horses that are obviously not the same talent level, and so you might want the jockey that's just has a great history of winning at that particular track.
At a smaller track, not at the Kentucky Derby, where presumably all the jockeys are pretty good.
I've heard jockeys, they're wild.
Really?
Yeah, why is that the rumor? Have you heard
really? Allegedly, those guys, when they're not after the race or like days leading up to, they like to have a good time.
Okay.
I didn't take much either, right?
Well, yeah, they're all 5'5".
Yeah.
You have to be pretty small to be
a jockey.
Yeah, you and I, not going to work.
No.
None of us, be honest, but definitely, yeah. Because you're what? Is there 6'5"? Yeah, there's no chance.
What's a good job for someone who's 6'5"? Is there a job you'd be better at because you're tall? Not basketball, you're short. Security. That's a good one. Bouncer at a bar. Have you ever had to throw anybody out? You worked in restaurants a long time. You ever had to toss somebody physically?
Not at the distillery. I did when I worked at Power and Light.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You had to physically remove someone?
Sorry to Iowa State fans, but there was an Iowa State fan that pushed this lady who was wearing a KU shirt because they had just beat Iowa State many years ago. And he just went after this lady out of nowhere on the patio.
Weird.
Yeah.
Just okay.
Someone on the text line said, DraftKings has a separate horse racing app that you should check. They claim they operate in Kansas. I can't confirm that. I have no idea, but okay. We'll check it out. We'll check it
out. If not, should we put some show money on MJ Melendez to hit a home run? Come on.
5-1.
Come on.
I don't know if Andrew driving in happened to be listening and catching.
Have you heard my new song, Andrew?
Do you know the backstory?
No, I saw something yesterday on Twitter. I think you said something about a song you wrote.
So
yeah,
at that point, I try to ignore it. You know, I try to shut it all out.
So Cody's been making songs for Royals players. It started a couple years ago for Vinny Pasquantino. There was a song, Pasquantino. Vinny got off to a rough start. Cody did a live performance of Pasquantino on the show, and then Vinny's hot streak began. And now Cody is just doing it every week or so.
Every 2 weeks or so.
And
upon request, I want to let it be known that people were asking for an MJ song. I didn't just volunteer it.
So one of those guys, he's like, I know a lot of you guys have been asking.
That's right. Yes.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Does he sound like a mixture of Fergie and Jesus when he sings?
Not quite that.
Today's song,
we'll play the song. We'll play the song for you later.
It's text line thought it might be the creepiest one he's done.
Ooh. Oh, because I said I love you. You can't say I love you to your friends? Or the people you are supporting or rooting for?
Because he said I love you multiple times to a professional athlete that he doesn't really know. Yeah. That's why, I think.
We've met.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't, like, hung out socially, but we've interacted.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've met a dozen times, maybe more.
I wish you would help us with winning some money on sports betting that you would have done a song for one of the horses you like tomorrow in the Derby.
Oh, man. Which, I mean, God, I didn't even think about that. I don't know how to make that. I don't know anything about horse racing.
Forever Young, isn't there a song that's like Forever Young?
I mean, he literally played that song earlier. It's a pretty popular song. There's also like a remix of it in the last 5 years or something. It had some play. So yes, I guess is the answer. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sing the song Forever Young, or am I rewriting the rest of the lyrics?
It's only a matter of time before you go viral.
One of these songs eventually is going to get me in trouble.
I think Pasquantino did a little bit at the time when it first came out.
And in fairness, I would say the Creed is good one, definitely.
Wow, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes retweeted that. We were solid there.
Yeah, that plan worked out very well for the show.
What's the style of the song? Like
the song today?
Do you pick, like, is it Western? Is it
honestly,
polka?
I haven't done anything Western, although I've considered some country music. I haven't gotten to it yet. I have done raps.
Oh.
I have done like female pop, because I did a couple Taylor Swift songs. I remember when her and Travis started first dating. This one is like top 40. This one's like top 40 stuff. I did My Girl, so like the Temptations for Michael last week or 2 weeks ago.
I can't wait for the
Pasquantino was the Despacito.
Oh,
so
nice.
Technically that's like pop, but different culture pop.
At some point, maybe later this summer, there's going to be choreographed dances with it. And that's what I'm excited about.
So I've considered it briefly only because...
Don't give them ideas.
My daughter has, like, she's a member of a small dance studio.
Yeah.
And it seems like if I had asked them, like, hey, do you guys want to help me make this music video? And we just do a choreographed dance routine behind this. I think they'd probably do it.
I just heard he's going to wear a leotard. That's what I just heard.
A leotard?
He is doing a dad dance, which...
I already did that.
He questions... Nice. Oh.
That already happened. I did that last
video.
Saturday.
We need video of this.
How was that, by the way? Was it good?
I didn't watch the video. I don't know. I felt like I did all my moves. I felt like I did everything I was supposed to do in the dad dance.
What did your daughter say?
She seemed to enjoy it. Actually, she enjoyed the first like 15 seconds, and then she went backstage. She didn't watch
the Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah,
no, I think
like
she
that.
Wanted to go get... She's very like detail-oriented, and so she realized she had to get into another outfit. So she was like, you know, I gotta get ready for my next thing. She's prepared. She's prepared. That counts for something. So, yeah, there is...
communal bottle I have, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
There is video of it. If you guys want me to send it to you.
We'll have to get our hands on it, I think, at some
point.
A couple
more break maidens, and who knows what'll happen.
I could dance on this very video. I could do a live version of the same song I just did. I don't think I can. I don't feel like I know the song well enough to do... Because it started with me doing a song I had already done, but I did it live for Vinny Pasquantino, which, as you know, is a different challenge than just recording a song in a back studio with no pressure on you.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll get into the Royals again a little bit here in the next half hour. And yes, we will play Cody's MJ song again before we get out of here. But let's talk a little Chiefs football. Andrew, I know you obviously are locked into the Chiefs as well. We were talking draft and everything. And what did you make of Patrick Mahomes? He basically called a shot already. He said... They're gonna go to New Orleans next year, and he's gonna run Corn Dog again because he was on with Logan Paul that podcast earlier this week, and it's pretty obvious. Like
they filmed it at his house, I think.
Which I guess is cool. The other Twitch streamer we talked about a few days ago, Speed or whatever, Speed.
Yeah, the draft was interesting. I thought it was really safe.
Like a lot of those picks were really safe. I'm eager to see how the wide receiver room looks this season.
Probably depends a little bit on Rashee Rice's suspension length.
The latest is half a season is the reporting that's out there, which I think they're going to make an example of him, clearly, if that's the case, because that seems pretty stiff. Not that he didn't make a terrible decision and he's going to face the legal consequences for that, but just the way the NFL typically operates, a half a season does seem a lot stiffer of a penalty than they typically would give. But we were talking earlier, we just wonder if it's because of the Henry Ruggs situation with the Raiders a couple years ago where, you know, he killed somebody, and that's why he's in prison.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hope that it's, the due diligence by the league and by our team and all that stuff, I think all that obviously needs to happen. But I'm glad that we got Xavier Worthy. Talk about speed.
Yeah, my goodness.
They needed
fastest
speed.
Player ever at the combine.
You and I disagreed on that for a while. I was desperate for more speed in this offense.
I just don't want
like
gadget
too slow.
I didn't want them
you
to
didn't
just
want
get.
You thought speed. You thought one trick pony.
I didn't want
just
them
fast.
Drafting speed. You know, I don't. You know, D'Anthony Thomas type of no. Worthy speed, yes, clearly. But the guy can run routes. He can track. You know, vertical passing game. He can track the football. That's different than. Just get a bunch of fast dudes and hope it works out, which is why I've actually disagreed with some of the criticism from guys like Colin Cowherd saying, oh, the Chiefs, you know, they just drafted a track star and that's it. I think that's a disservice to what Xavier Worthy is potentially as a wide receiver.
Well,
in this
and
league.
I mean, his tape, even just this season alone in the big games, the long passes, I mean, I remember watching him score right in front of Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Yeah, it's just like, but yeah, I mean, it's proven now. Coming into the men's league, so who knows then, but still, I love the three-peat. I love the shot call. I love everything about that. No reason not to. You can't win three if you didn't already win two in a row. I mean,
did you guys
not?
Do a back-to-back, like a triple, like there's got to be like a liquor play in this, right? Triple distilled, double distilled. There's got to be something to play in here. I understand there's some like copyright stuff. You guys have a good
three-peat though. If they get the three-peat, there's something there. If they get the three-peat, first time in NFL history.
We've always got different things cooking in the barrel warehouse, so you never know. We actually just we do a fill-your-own-bottle kind of station at the distillery, and so we had a bottle of rye from when they won their first Super Bowl or their second Super Bowl of all time, but the first one in most recent memory, and just released it where you could get the whiskey that was in it by the bottle. Over the last few months, which is really cool. So there's always something that's cooking in the barrel warehouse, that's for sure.
Something that makes sense.
Let me ask you this. We had a listener send us this graphic earlier today. We were talking about AI predicting the next 10 Super Bowl winners. And it had the Chiefs over the next 10 years winning three more, including this next year. So they get the three-peat, then they win in 2027, then they win in 2030. And the question was, would you lock in three more over the next 10 or roll the dice? And I don't know how you don't lock it in.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Too many.
I was thinking about it yesterday, and I'm just like, if we, you know, doing all the math of all the contract extensions and just all, I'm just like, man, what could happen? He's, 28 right now?
Yep.
And easily, with the way that modern medicine goes, going to 38 athletically.
That's nothing anymore.
Not a problem. And so I'm like, yeah, just the... just the bell curve of all that says three.
I mean, Kirk
Cousins just got a deal till he's 40, and he's not Patrick Mahomes.
No, and you lock in the three because then he's at six.
What a draft.
Yeah, he's
weird moment.
We can get to that in a second if you want, but like six rings at age 38.
I take it.
And that we were
roll the dice over the next 5 years that he runs into one more and ties the all time record.
And that doesn't, you know, that you alleviate any injury concern. You know, as Andy's not going to be here for 10 more years. He's under contract for another five now. Travis Kelce maybe has 2 years left. So I'm locking in three more that gets him to six and includes the three-peat. The other teams that were listed were interesting. Obviously, it's just an AI generated thing. It's a fun conversation. The Niners winning it in 2025.
They got to get one eventually.
Bills, Josh Allen gets his first one, maybe his only one in 2026. The Cowboys, 2028.
That's
how we know this thing, unfortunately.
Who the hell's their starter in 2028? Is it Dak?
Nope. He's 30 right now, and he might not be on the team next year.
Well, they'll send him away, and then they'll bring him back.
Someone said Arch Manning. Somebody on the text line earlier said Arch Manning.
He can't even start for Texas.
I know.
Yeah. Lions in 2029. Jared Goff's not going to be the quarterback then. The Bears in 2031. So
there you go. Williams. Pretty safe bet that Caleb, not safe bet, but I get it.
Yeah, Jets in 2032. That's a laughable one.
Aaron Rodgers still the quarterback. Yeah.
He's 50. Yeah. You said modern medicine, you know?
Yeah. Ayahuasca turns out extends your career. Yeah. And then the Steelers in 2033 with, who knows, the guy that we don't even know exists yet.
Their kick returner quarterback.
Justin Fields. Yeah. What did you hear us talking about that, or did you see
no,
that?
No, I saw it, and I was just like, I forget who's the quarterback from Mizzou that got drafted, and he ended up turning into a wide receiver.
Goodness. Brandon Lloyd? No, not him. What is his name?
Somebody's going to text him
it
and tell us in a second.
Chase Daniels, yeah. The quarterback right before Chase Daniels.
I can picture the guy right now. I know who you're talking about. It's going to drive me crazy. Some Missouri fan's going to help us out in
a
second.
He went to
James Franklin?
Jets.
No.
Brad Smith.
There you go. Brad Smith. Yeah. Thank you.
He went to the NFL, and I don't think he ever played a snap as a quarterback.
I think that's right. Because he was on the Jets for a little bit.
But it's weird. Justin Fields has played some quarterback, and while it wasn't great, it wasn't a laughing stock either. I think that's where I always get hung up on it being him. No, but I mean, he wouldn't Tim Tebow. I mean, he showed some productivity.
See, Chase Claypool went to the Bills.
Yeah. Low risk, but
OBJ to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's like a $3 million contract, 1 year. Could be eight if he's good.
Yeah.
You know, these low risk, high reward type of deals. We laughed because Ian Rappaport said, oh, the speedster chose the Dolphins. He's 30, 31. Beckham's not a speedster anymore in his career.
I mean, Tyreek's that age, but it's also like he possesses rare speed.
Yeah.
So, like that doesn't count.
Freak.
Yeah.
He also hasn't blown out his knee, you know?
Yeah, like, right. Exactly. He had no ACL after two years ago or whatever it was.
Injured in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he was
only time,
right? He's had several major injuries, hasn't he?
He has. It's so weird. Like, without the catch, you know, just that it's amazing how one catch changed his whole career. Like, he's very talented, clearly. But just the one catch changed how we all view him forever. The one ridiculous catch.
He also, you have to remember, he made that catch when he was barely in the league, and he went for like 1,500 yards that year. So, like, at the time, it was like, okay, this guy's going to be the best receiver in the NFL. He's going 1,500 yards. He's making catches we've never seen before.
Who was his quarterback?
Here we go.
That was Eli, wasn't it? It was still Eli.
That's Eli.
Future Hall of Famer, Eli.
He's gonna be a Hall of Famer.
He's a legacy Hall of Famer.
Sure. Yes.
Look, it is hard to not be in the Hall of Fame if you're a starting quarterback and you win multiple Super Bowl rings.
And beat Brady.
That's
and
huge.
Brady. Both
the Brady
times.
Part. Yeah. The guy that people think is the greatest of all time, that was also who you beat. I mean, it's a strong case. We can get further down in Phillip Rivers and all that, but Eli's got the rings.
And to that point, is Tom Coughlin in the Hall of Fame?
Is he in now or should
now? I don't think he's in, is he?
I don't know. Because
you can argue just the same. Tom Coughlin beat Bill Belichick twice.
By the way, this is our entire argument for Steve Spagnuolo should be a Hall of Famer. Wow. He's the defensive coordinator slowing down the single greatest offense in NFL history and then has a bunch more here now. Like, sure. He might be the greatest. I think he is. I think he's the greatest coordinator of all time.
I'm 100% with you. I think the difference is Coughlin, of course, was the head coach. Spags is doing it as a coordinator. Mm-hmm. But I still think Spags will be the first coordinator only into the Hall of Fame. And I think this, if there's anybody that ever can do it, the answer is Steve Spagnuolo, especially if he gets another in this AI thing and he gets another ring at least. And who knows how long he continues to be the Chiefs defensive coordinator. We got Andrew Olson from Jay Rieger hanging out in studio with us. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Whipped up a couple cocktails for us. These are fantastic. Again, go to Rieger.com as well if people want to have a chance to reserve a bottle and pick it up before maybe you're hosting a little derby party. You got some people coming over tomorrow. I know a lot of people do that. It's a very popular thing this time of the year. And tomorrow, the weather outside's not going to be the best in the morning, but it's going to clear out later. So maybe you just have people come over the house.
These next two nights are perfect fire pit weather. Mm. Get a cocktail. Pour it over some ice, fire pit before or after the kids go to, you know, whatever it is. That this is the right time of year for that.
Fire pit cigars, big fan.
You brought up the Falcons. We were talking about the quarterbacks and Kirk Cousins. The Michael Penix thing is an all-timer that nobody's going to be able to really figure. They can come
they
up with whatever.
Right. People will forgive him, I guess.
But what's getting it right? Penix gets drafted in the eighth overall pick. But if Kirk Cousins is who they think he is. They gave him $100 million guaranteed. He wins the division, let's say, this year. Let's say they get to the NFC title game even, and they lose.
They come up short because they didn't take a wide receiver at eight.
cutting Kirk Cousins if he goes to the NFC title game with them, right?
I feel like they get it right if Kirk Cousins gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is such a terrible scenario to be in. You know,
like, would they
mean?
Lock like, in? Yeah, no, it is. It's weird because you're not wrong. Like, why are you rooting for the guy you just signed $100 million?
Right, which is almost like you drafted banking on the fact, but you also paid him banking on it not. So that it, the whole thing, I love the video clip of the justification and gesturing in the war room, kind of. I'm like, yeah.
Fontenot or whatever, their
Arthur
GM.
Arthur Blank probably wants to know where his money's going.
Do you,
something
like,
tells me.
Do you think the Falcons would lock in Kirk Cousins' career for Michael Penix Jr.?
I think you should.
Let's say statistically. I mean, you don't know what the postseason success is. Just like pure numbers.
Yes, because the stats are actually really impressive for Kirk. The knock on him has been that dude's never done anything in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So no, I think, yes, statistically, absolutely. This is what's weird. I don't know if it's a Kansas City thing now that we have Patrick Mahomes here.
I'm just asking
here.
Because you drafted him to be better than Kirk, sure. In my opinion, or at least to be as good as him.
You could argue that he's, at his best, a top 10 quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. I think because we have Mahomes here and he has a chance to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time when his career is done, how we view other quarterbacks has just shifted. Like, just because you're not on the, you know, one of the top two or three doesn't mean you just suck. You know what I mean? And sometimes I feel like people say, oh, Kirk Cousins, he just sucks. Like, no, most teams would take Kirk Cousins as their quarterback. The Falcons just gave him $100 million guaranteed. I get the playoff knock, but has he had teams? Did he elevate teams that shouldn't have been playoff teams? We view it as, oh, he didn't win in the playoffs. But what's to say he hasn't been on a team that was good enough to do that? He elevated them to where they made it to the postseason.
Sure.
I don't know the answer to that, but I always think Kirk Cousins gets hated on a little bit too much.
I think 0 for 20 in like primetime football games for a while buried him.
Yeah. But
like whatever that streak was, right? I remember it was like Kirk Cousins has played in this many Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night football games, and he's 0 for 15 with miserable stats. Killed him. That's
like
what
that.
Killed him in that narrative.
Yeah, he's now, by the way, updated. He's 12-20 in primetime games, 8-8 at home.
So he's
when for the Vikings, he was 7-9 in primetime games, 5-3 during primetime games at home.
Like, I get
but
it.
He was 2-10 on Monday night football at one point. That's why.
They said Atlanta was assuming they'd be picking the late 20s when Kirk contract's up, so they got themselves a quarterback now for later. But it's the amount of years they have.
Well,
because
everybody
for.
Wants to have a rookie quarterback behind a great quarterback.
Yeah, you know, but usually not this early.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I just think other than four teams, maybe right now, five, let's call it, most teams would take Kirk Cousins as their quarterback next year. There's like maybe five quarterbacks that you'd say, okay, that team, they're good. They wouldn't take Kirk Cousins. Other than that, I think most teams in the league would.
Do you think that they paid him a dollar amount that makes it appropriate for them to try and use him as a bargaining chip against four other teams next year, the year after?
They're going to trade Kirk back into the league?
Like
that'd be
that
wild.
Some wild.
$100 million, was it a $50 million signing bonus or something? I just mean, do you eat that money? Like, if it fails miserably, he stays healthy and they don't make the playoffs, maybe. But if they make the playoffs and win a playoff game, I just don't know how you would trade that guy. And
seems like every crazy scenario is on the table because of the crazy draft scenario that they put themselves in.
No doubt. Yeah. Coming up next, we'll continue hanging out here. Club 610 Friday on Cody and Gold. We'll talk about the big reason why Cody thinks this defense won't take a step back in one particular area next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We got Andrew Olson from Jay Rieger and Co. hanging out with us on a Friday, getting set for a great weekend. Beautiful weather today. Maybe you're heading out to Kauffman Stadium. We'll talk some Royals baseball in just a second. The Kentucky Derby tomorrow, the 150th Kentucky Derby. That's why we're drinking some Kentucky Derby-themed cocktails today. And maybe you're having a little party tomorrow. Make sure you can tweet us tomorrow if you're having anybody over. Send us some photos. Would love to see that as well. At 610 Sports KC, at Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tap. We were talking during the break just about golf and everything and some golf tournaments. Today's a hell of a day to go out to the golf course as well if you're someone that is fortunate enough to get off a couple of hours early.
I mean, we leave work in 27
minutes. Are you going?
Nah, I'm going tomorrow. I'm supposed to go
Drew's
tomorrow.
Drew's the biggest golfer probably in the
I'm
room.
Worried about the rain.
Well, okay. How much rain can you take while playing? Like, if it's any rain, I'm done and I'm not playing. Or is it, you know, a little bit of drizzle? Is it, what level are you like? I'm not playing in this. I'm done.
I mean, I golf like five times a year. None. I'd like zero rain.
Okay.
You know what? I'm kind of annoyed at Cart Path only, if we're being honest. But I'll be out there because okay. It's for my brother's birthday.
Do you think it's dried up enough today?
Look,
after
I've already
the rain
paid for
got?
My spot, so I'm going. And I have by the way, I had a friend who was his brother was a caddy at East Lake in Georgia. It was like a private club. So I have rain gear from East Lake that was given to me. So at the very least, I won't be like soaked, I guess, if
it's
that's the case.
It's the wind that I have a problem with. If it's raining, I'm good. If it starts to rain sideways, that's when I'm just like, this is very miserable now.
Agreed. Yeah, I can take a little rain. If it starts to get to the point where it's constant and you have to, like, put your windshield wipers instead of, like, it going every, like, 10 seconds, you have to just keep it kind of constant. That's where we're out.
Should be a fun weekend at Kauffman Stadium as well. It helps when your team is playing good baseball, two games back in the AL Central, 19 wins on the season, and you get Brady Singer on the bump tonight. We were saying that crowd-wise, there's really not much of an excuse, in my opinion, tonight that they shouldn't have well over 20,000, considering how the team's playing, considering the weather's pretty nice. I'm excited to go out there tomorrow night. How real do you think this is? We've been going back and forth, Andrew, just about this pitching staff, and can they actually keep it up? Have you bought in yet?
I mean, proof is there right now. And I mean, honestly, it's one of those, like, I'll take it until you prove me otherwise.
Yeah. Show it to me, which they're doing.
Yeah. They're doing it. And I think that, I'm used to them not. And I've been criticized a couple times talking to friends, just not having enough faith in Royals baseball early on in the season. But I think it's been built into me at this point.
The last time they were good in April was 2021. And they ended up finishing like 73 or 4 wins or whatever that year.
Yeah, this was but the most wins they've had.
Look at the rosters. Like, I know it's easier to be prisoner of the moment and be like, well, this roster is better than that one. That one was full of aging major leaguers hanging on that they kind of like scrapped together a unit on. This one is full of incredibly young, talented baseball players. Bobby Wood Jr., Vinny Pasquantino. A pitching staff between Cole Reagans and Brady Singer that still has some youth. And they mixed in the experience and everything to come with it on the back end. By the way, we also undersell completely. The Royals right now have a top 5 bullpen in baseball. I don't know if that'll hold all year, but as it sits right now, they're a top 5 performing bullpen.
Well, the General MacArthur. Again, next week we'll have some plans next week. James MacArthur, he's the general. The MacArthur's 9th Infantry is kind of what we're going with. We'll have some details on a game. We're going to plan something around the bullpen and have our own little group. That's coming up next week.
Do we make some hardtack? What do we make to like lean fully in? I'll just let you know. I've ordered hundreds of dollars worth of hats.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of hats for this, Andrew.
Are shirts in the making? They are. Mm-hmm. Are we working on a full banner? Yes.
Team tattoos.
So, we're a unit. Boy, yeah. How much is it to get like a temporary tattoo made? Because that would be incredible. Can you get custom temporary tattoos in 3 weeks?
I'm sure.
What's the timeline on that? That's all I'm asking.
Probably, that sounds like the idea of a quitter.
Or well, I don't have any tattoos yet. It'd be weird for my first one to be for a fake infantry unit.
Here
for
we go.
A
custom
Royals 9th inning.
Custom temporary tattoos. We can get you and get a little 3x3. Get 100 of these for about $113.
How long will they take?
They last. They last for 1 to 3 days. Okay. Free shipping in 4 days. Get an online proof.
4 days.
We can make.
What about henna? Could we just get like a henna tattoo?
I'd rather just do the temporary tattoo.
Temporary.
It goes away eventually. I'm a little more stuck with it for a while than the actual temporary tattoo.
You are on record though, Cody, of saying that if the Royals do win the World Series, then you will get a tattoo.
Yeah, I was pretty bold on that.
I think you're probably safe on that.
I think you are too.
I was hoping you were just going to say win the AL Central, because that's a real possibility.
No, the tattoo would be of Vinny Pasquantino's quote earlier in the season in which he said, "I don't give a bleep. We're winning games." That's what the tattoo would be.
I'll tell you what, that's the kind of mentality I like.
Look, they win the World Series. Will I care that that's inked on my body? No, I'll be good. I'll be fine.
Is it just this season that you made that, or is it?
Yeah, it was really this season versus like multiple seasons. I'm willing to extend it, if need be. If they win the AL Central but like come up a little bit short in the postseason, we could run it back. That's fine.
It doesn't matter when you're winning.
That's right.
True. Wins cover up everything.
What's the tattoo you regret the most?
Regret the most?
Yeah. Everyone knows the one they like the most. Do you have one that you're like, I wish I could?
Because a lot of my stuff is done by my buddy who does all my work. Sometimes it's like I just have an idea of something.
And you just let him freelance it?
I just let him do whatever he wants.
Would he tattoo me that quote? Would he make it look cool?
Probably.
I don't know how he could make it look Royals or cool or whatever, but
I've got like a dirty martini on my elbow here with like a nuclear green liquid and an olive.
I like that.
But then I've got like an entire lion on my back that covers from my hip.
That sounds
to my
painful
neck.
At the time.
Right. Are you serious? How long did this sit for that?
The outline was like 8 hours ish.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, Cody, you're getting a jet on your whole back. By the way, that's
the
where you're getting the tattoo.
the whole back.
The trophy from from waistline to neck.
It's got
to
be Paulo Orlando's tattoo.
Yeah, it's got to be the trophy.
It was like his whole damn back. Salvador's is pretty big on his arm.
Yeah,
it was the whole back.
With how much you love bunting, Cody, you could have some bunting around the tattoo.
I do think bunting would be important. You know?
And then a Pasquatch. Let's get the whole back.
The Pasquatch. I'm gonna get.
What would your wife think of this?
I'm gonna go from zero tattoos to opening day bunting around a Pasquatch with a quote that says, "Who gives a?" And I'll put the actual curse word on there if we're doing
it. And we'll be live streaming. We'll be live streaming the entire tattoo process. We'll just do our show.
Be a long live stream.
And we'll just have a camera and we'll just do the live stream and everything. The pain.
Do
that
I have to talk
in.
While we're in it, or can you guys just?
We'll do a show. Yeah. You just sit there and
it'll be interpretive. We'll talk for you.
Yeah. I'm gonna need your guy's number if this is the case. He seems to do quality work. So. Is he in town?
Yeah, here in town. He owns a shop over on Main Street, across from right next to Tellier, across from Cheval by the CVS and 39th and Main.
Wait, what's the name of it?
Nice.
Definitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember, because I've got a friend who works at one, like, kind of in that area, but I don't remember. I don't think Definitive is the name. I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, there's always like an right
the person who designed the person who designed the Cody and Gold logo.
Yeah,
works at a tattoo shop.
Yeah, he did a great job. Mm.
What's his name?
CJ?
No, doesn't work at the shop.
No, he worked at the tattoo shop that burned down not far from that area, and then they moved to a new location.
Yes. The text line reminded me. Grim, it's true. We tried to get Drew to get. We were in Vegas. We were in Vegas for the Super Bowl. We tried to get Drew to get. You acted like you were in. Someone said $10 tattoos in Vegas, you know?
I was debating it, but look, if you're getting a $10 tattoo, I want to make sure, one, it's done well. which $10 kind of iffy. And two, I also want to make sure that
it's done well.
I want to make sure that the needles are all clean. Where $10 tattoo, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say $10 tattoo sounds like bacteria.
Yes.
You'd almost rather spend $100 for a small tattoo just to feel like it.
The cheapest tattoo I've ever gotten was $100 because, and that was my birthday in like Roman numerals because I was. It's expensive, and I will not pay any less than like $75 to get a tattoo to make sure that it's done well. And
you get what you pay for.
Yes.
Is that it? Because this feels a lot like how you're describing. This is how I approach drinking sometimes. So I'll be like, hey, come on, let's go get like $10 Ritas. I'm like, not a chance. What the hell am I drinking? $10 Ritas? Either there's no alcohol or this is going to poison me.
$10 bottomless Long Island iced teas. Yeah. Always a bad idea.
Yeah. I don't know which distillery that is no longer FDA approved they pulled these liquor bottles off of, but I'm not risking it. I'm going to go blind.
While we're talking Bat Royals, before we get to some Chiefs and then wrap up for the week here on Club 610, MJ Melendez, he's the fourth longest plate appearance hitless streak in baseball. It's time for him to snap out of it. The Royals are playing the Rangers this weekend. Earlier today, Cody debuted his latest song, MJ.
Okay, so Andrew, a little background so you understand how the songs work. I did a live version of Pasquantino. For the next 2 weeks, hit 500. I did a Michael Garcia song to my girl. He's hit since the last 13 games. He's hit 330 with a nearly 400 on base. Best stretch he's had all season. So MJ Melendez was in a slump. I decided to help him out, and I debuted my song MJ today. Drew, turn down the club music, and we'll play MJ. This is summer music, man. I don't know if anybody just likes... like cheesy pop music with the windows down in summer. I love it. I've listened to Carly Rae Jepsen in the middle of summer. I don't care.
This one goes out to you and yours worldwide. MJ, hit a dong today. You'll be back getting hits today. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I sing, the more they stroll. But I know one thing, that I love you. Baby Murray. I love
production
you.
Production value.
I love you. I love you.
It's a $10
song. I'm my own backup vocal.
I tried a lot of things all around the way. I've seen a lot of joy and I've seen a lot of pain. I'm here to write a swing song for you, Merv. I just want to write a song about a blast and a twirl. Doubles in the corner, they're calling your name. And the ball's flying hard, keep winning games. When I see you getting close, I believe in you. And when I looked into your eyes, I knew it was true. MJ, hit a dong today.
I can feel it in my soul.
Good or bad?
Seems like everywhere yes. I go, the more I sing, the more they stroke. But I know one thing that I love you.
Song makes me want to drink.
I say, need another drink
you,
after that.
I love you.
They said I shouldn't have kept saying I love
now
you.
Now, you are a highly metaphysical man, because I know when the stars are aligned, you can.
Okay.
Wait for the pitches in the middle of the road. Blast it in the sky, and you suddenly know. Rocking on the dance, so moving with you. Hitting every night like the middle of June. My mama told me don't quit you, because the best chance I had was you. MJ, hit a dong today.
Oh, it keeps going. This is it, mostly.
It seems like everywhere I go, the more I sing, the more they stroke. But I know one thing, that I love you, baby Merv.
That's baby Merv, by the way. His name's Mervel.
I love you.
This is just like the fade out part where you talk over.
Text line does say, after needing this, I need those $10 drinks times five.
How many dollar readers do you need to enjoy this song?
Yeah, this song at 1:30 in the morning, you've had about, five or six of these. The song suddenly seems really good.
I hope it plays in the lock. I hope someone gets a hold of it and they're like, have you heard this yet?
Text line, Cody's going to get a restraining order from MJ and the Royals organization.
Just because I said I love you?
I'm just reading the text. We
can support each other.
Post-victory, if one of you guys is in the locker room, if you happen to go to the game and they're playing it, I mean, that would be a moment.
I'm willing to bet that it doesn't get played clubhouse. I'm willing to bet.
I think there's a chance
eventually he hears it at some point.
I have requested officially to the Royals that I am allowed to sing some walk-up songs at the stadium.
Yeah.
If this works, let me sing one or two walk-up songs. Why?
Well,
it could be the not I love you part. It could be the other parts.
Well, I was going to say, you have to the stroke part. I think you're talking about stroke.
The song has dong.
Those are baseball terms.
As I love you, stroke and dong all in the song.
Is that no good?
I'm just saying.
You might want to.
Are you calling the song homoerotic?
We're calling it a little creepy.
I'd love to see a text line survey of what style your next song should be.
That's a great question.
Automatically, I'm like, ooh, like a Migos. Like, I want to hear.
Somebody
Migos.
Said,
I want to hear you in the background, like making weird noises. You know,
913-586-7610.
Somebody requested reggae. Somebody said reggae. You could be Bob Marley.
I've never done reggae. That feels like a lot of
Someone says that song at 1:30 and you're going to jail.
Like, this was Michael, Andrew.
It was cold outside.
Not bad.
Your head 300 in May.
This one worked. You guys can't listen to Michael.
I know you'll slay. I can't wait to shout her.
I have to do all the parts.
That's so good.
Nobody's ever willing to.
I love it.
Someone says play Daddy Day again. We have to wait till Father's Day.
Oh, that one made everyone really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
You thought this song was uncomfortable. Daddy Day. Look, in my defense, Daddy Day song was meant to make our producer uncomfortable because we had set up the. He had agreed that if he'd sold a certain number of shirts for us that we were working on, like, to save the money for these video things, that we had to call him Daddy for an entire show. And he got, it got uncomfortable in a hurry.
Oh. Hey, Daddy, you're a show baddie.
Oh, that one made him uncomfortable. I've also done R&B, so you're going to have to find some, like, new genres. Right. What about country? What country songs do we like? I've never done country.
I just like old cowboy country, like Waylon Jennings, Glenn Campbell type stuff, Patsy Cline.
Mm. I don't think my voice is deep enough for, like, old country. Those guys all have, gravelly. Those guys all have, like, gravelly, tough guy voices.
AI can do anything these days.
It's kind of the opposite of mine. AI can do anything? That's always the thing. Somebody will be like, how much time do you spend, like, editing these? I'm like, nope, just sit in front of a microphone, play the karaoke version, and sing. And then someone's comment earlier was, we can tell.
Not from the 913, I'm glad I heard the song at work. I'm feeling sick. I get to go home early now on a Friday.
Perfect.
Someone says, can't wait for MJ to hit a dong tonight. See?
He's 5-1 to do that.
Already placed it. I made a bet. That's my
home
bet
run.
I'm placing it on the way home.
5-1.
Why not?
You got to do it on the Kansas side. Let's all be in on this together. Someone says, Betty Wop, but 1738 was the last... That was the last cruise one.
That was 14 and 15, that group. Yeah, we can't run that back, I don't think.
I did Funk once. Remember that? That Chiefs-Browns one was kind of James
Brown. About
Brown-y.
Ben Roethlisberger, though.
Nope, that one was in the style of Ben Folds, and nobody liked that one.
No, that was the worst one.
That was my most universally hated song by a lot. Nobody liked that
one. Needs to be some Creed covers, Nickelback.
Well, we did Creed, because we did. Yeah. That was the Creed is Good one. That's our most famous song.
We're just playing the best of for Andrew. You know this the Kelsey Karma. Has he heard that Cody's version?
Because Kelsey is my boyfriend. Kelsey is a god. Kelsey.
This one was funny. I mean, I will point out though, we've got I love you. We've got Kelsey's my boyfriend. We got a lot, Cody.
She sung that song in concert. I was redeemed from that. There you go.
Must make Creed the winner that he deserves to be. With linemen
again. This was.
We did a whole music video for that one.
Boy, you can tell the difference between when I really sing these in a studio. That was in someone's basement studio, but it's still the quality is so much better.
Hey, two of our bottled cocktails will sponsor your next.
Look at that
song, whatever it might be.
It'll be brought to you by Drake Maidens. Brought to you by.
That's the new deal, at least for Drew and I. We get a drink while Cody's singing. That's the trade. We got to get something out of this. They bring in
two bottle cocktails anytime I do a song.
Yes.
For the next one.
Here in about 2 weeks, I can predict there'll be a new song in 2 weeks.
Who do you think it'll be for? I was very strongly considering Will Smith because Nelly, the obvious, and Nelson Velasquez for Nelly. That seemed two on the nose.
Part of me is like, is it style of music or is it like a specific song like Nelly Hot in Here, but like change all the lyrics to something different?
You know, if you steal Batter Up, you steal it from like he's wearing Cardinals gear in that entire thing. You throw on a Royals jersey, you kind of steal that from him.
Put the Band-Aid under your eye.
Mm-hmm. That is like key in our generation. By the way, we're discussing music videos that hit very close to the appropriate range.
The fact
range.
That we're discussing music videos, because I don't even know how much those even really exist as much anymore.
I mean, Taylor Swift shooting one, I assume they just like put them on YouTube now.
Probably.
They don't have TRL.
Yeah, it's
TikTok for the next 8.5 months.
Yeah. No, we talked about like she'll play out the string on stuff that you had no idea. I told him that she had been wearing clothing brand names that were the names of her songs before people knew they were the names of her songs, like 5 months ago.
Marketing genius.
You're like, it's just like, it's eight-dimensional chess. It's incredible.
You're on the way.
I got to get I'm closer. I'm going to start dropping hints for the next song. I'm just going to start deciding like a month in advance. And you guys can slowly pick up on all the hints. It'll be like that person in the newscast whose first word ends up being every lyric to the entire song.
Let's get an antique or vintage store to sponsor the stage outfits that you're going to start wearing as well.
There you go. If I could just get like Boomerang in Westport, that's the only one I know that's like a regular vintage clothing that's been around forever.
We'll figure it out.
We can make this work.
I'm excited for all of the things you have in front of you.
Yeah, you know, anything's possible. In case the sports radio thing doesn't. It's nice that you can do it. Good luck with the rest of it. Yeah, that kind of feels how it is. Royals going to win tonight?
I think so. Yeah, look, I think the way they're playing, day off. Brady Singer, we discussed the pitching staff a lot today and what they're getting from the staff. I think Brady, with less pressure on him this year, he's been able to go out there and just pitch. You're not asking for him to go and be the guy. I think there's some freedom that you get as that. The question I would have about the series is, can they continue what has been a group that, while they haven't hit great overall, with runners in scoring, when it's mattered, they've had guys in scoring position. They've been one of the better teams in the American League. Can that trend continue? And it certainly wouldn't hurt if Melendez got going. I think out of the group of guys, you know, 6 through 9, if you will, that have struggled at times, he has still the biggest upside, the highest ceiling of someone that could actually swing this thing in a giant way for them this season. So, yeah, hopefully Melendez gets going a little bit tonight, and we'll see. We'll see if the song did the magic. Did the trick.
Juleps tomorrow at Jay Rieger?
Juleps, yeah.
Break Maiden.
Again, if you're having a party at your own house tomorrow, you're planning on something, you can go.
You won't regret it. They're very good.
They're fantastic. We've put a little dent in the bottles today during a Club 610. Andrew, appreciate it, man. Andrew Olson from Jay Rieger & Co. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. We're back at it Monday right here on 610 Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.